Welcome to Raymond S. Kellis High School. We're filming today's podcast live from the Media Productions Room, and I'm so thrilled to have some very special students serving as my co-hosts for today. Welcome to Alexis Kubander and Danielle Perez. A special thank you to Mr. Jeff Southwick, one of our phenomenal Media Productions teachers. Before I turn it over to Alexis and Danielle, I'd like to take a moment to bring you an update on recent elections. While ballots were cast in the presidential election across this nation, many of you made decisions closer to home that will greatly impact the Peoria Unified School District. With a more than 55% majority, our bond election was successful, and the funds that will pave the way for technology, transportation, and much-needed repairs to our aging school and buildings have been approved. On behalf of the entire district, thank you to our community for entrusting us to make a significant difference for our students with these funds. We are grateful for your support. In addition to the bond election, we are pleased to welcome two new governing board members to our five-member board, Mr. Matthew Bullock and Mrs. Tracy Livingston. We look forward to introducing you to Mr. Bullock and Mrs. Livingston in the coming months. We are also pleased to welcome Mr. Joe McCord back for his second four-year term, and Mr. Hal Borharl will be joining us for his second two-year term as well. I'd also like to take a moment and bring information to you regarding Proposition 204. As you know, this ballot initiative was unsuccessful. We're certainly going to stay close to this in regards to potential funding impact. At this point in time, the legislature has not convened, so we are not sure ultimately what will happen. We'll keep you apprised, and as we know, I'll be glad to share information with all of you. At this time, it's my pleasure to turn the cameras towards our delightful students. Thanks again to Alexis and Danielle.
Thank you to the more than 100 parents and community members who joined us for the 21st Century Community Education Forum this year. Many had the opportunity to participate in the conversation online and provide valuable feedback for our district. We'll soon have your questions answered and posted online, as well as a detailed list of the feedback we received. Thank you again.
Peoria Unified recently held the first anti-bullying art and video contest based on the theme, It Isn't Big to Make Others Feel Small. We are pleased to announce the winners. Aubrey Scalero from Alta Loma Elementary, J.C. Burgess from Oasis Elementary, Nathan Saforchik from Zuni Hills Elementary, and Alan Williams from Ironwood High School. The winners will have their art showcased in anti-bullying ads for the district throughout the year.
It is an honor to share that Ira A. Murphy Elementary School Title I reading teacher Lisa Kluge received the Outstanding After School Professional Award at the 2012 Arizona Statewide After School Conference on November 3rd. Congratulations to her for receiving this exceptional recognition. Congratulations to Cindy Piano, third grade teacher at Heritage Elementary. She was selected as a state finalist for the 2012 Presidential Award for Excellence in Science Teaching, Elementary Science. Congratulations, Mrs. Piano.
Each year, the National Merit Scholarship Corporation identifies and honors academically talented students from high schools across the United States. Peoria Unified is pleased to have seven students who are National Merit semifinalists. Tiffany Yang and Melissa Rogers from Ironwood High School, Sabrina Bear, Riley Smith, and Jeremy Dietrich from Liberty High School, and Kristen Wong and Joshua Smith from Centennial High School.
Calendar update. Recently, our governing board approved school calendars for the next three school years. You can now find links to the 2013-14, 2014-15, and 2015-16 calendars on the district's website. Recently, the district held our first patron tour of 2012 to 2013 school year. Thank you to the guests who joined us. We had an opportunity to show off two wonderful campuses, Centennial High School and Desert Harbor Elementary. Our guests had a firsthand look at what a 21st century education truly looks like, and we appreciate them taking the time to join us. If you'd like to attend our spring patron tour, email public relations at pusdpr@pusd11.org.
Connect with us. There are a number of ways you can get district information and stay in the know with what's happening across our 40 schools. Look for us on social media by visiting us on Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest, and Twitter. You can stay connected with news from the governing board by watching each meeting streaming live from our district website at peoriaud.k12.az.us. For a recap of those meetings, sign up to receive our eBoard update, a summary of each board meeting sent through an RSS feed. Finally, keep checking our district website for current news, updates, and a calendar of events.
That's all from our team at Raymond S. Kellis High School. Back to you, Dr. Santarelli.
A very special thank you to Mr. Southwick and the Raymond S. Kellis students who helped make this production possible. Thanks for all you do to support our students, teachers, and district. I look forward to our next update. Until then, happy holidays from the Peoria Unified School District.